you have a lot more power than I think people give you credit for. Is that a part of a game you think is underappreciated?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the more they get to see me run, you know, I get my opportunity to you know, display my talents and my breaking tackles capability. And you know, when I get in space, it's automatic. Back to scat back. So, you know, I just try to use all my attributes and contribute to be as effective as I can.
I remember Kevin Gilbride mentioned it during the season. The one run that he got really excited about, I think it was against the Saints, where you ran through about two or three tacklers and you got yourself into the end zone. Was that kind of a moment for you where, like, you know what, as a full-time back, primary back, I can do this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it kind of reminded me a little bit of college, you know, that game. You know, having much success and going out there and just playing football and having fun. You know, at that point, I kind of had a real good grasp on the offense. So I was just out there reacting and playing football.
And now in the offseason, what are you going to try to do to get better, to become a better football player in 2013?
Oh, it's a lot of work to do. You know, just first and foremost, just staying healthy and staying in shape and trying to get bigger, stronger, faster. You know, and then to go back to the mental part. The offseason is real easy to, coming out of your rookie year, to not look at the playbook and come back again, have to learn it all again, because that's a while before we open our playbooks again or required to open our playbooks again. So in between this time, you want to just stay sharp on your plays and make sure you keep remembering everything.
What's your goal personally for 2013?
Definitely want to be the starting running back, so work hard and try to work my way up the depth chart and be more, you know, more contributive to this offense.